The NBC Television Network presents the Jack Parr Show with the Jose Melis Orchestra, conducted by Al Finelli.
Before Jay Leno, before Johnny Carson, there was Jack Parr, the man credited with transforming late-night TV. Parr died yesterday at his home in Connecticut. He was famous for being himself and talking about it. Parr was charming, gracious, and a master of the art of entertaining conversation, especially with regulars like the French gamin Jean-Pierre.
What happened in Las Vegas?
So I go in Las Vegas, not with Jacques Benny. I go in Las Vegas, and you know how I make money? I make $200.
No. That'll break them up there, won't it, boy? They're probably drinking and cutting their throats like mad. Did you break them out?
Parr talked so engagingly that millions of people were talking about him and watching The Tonight Show from 1957 to 1962, and later, The Jack Parr Show. Parr spoke with Dorothy Parker, Richard Nixon, John and Robert Kennedy, Eleanor Roosevelt, even Fidel Castro. He spoke with me in 1983 about his career, which began in radio.
You had to just talk endlessly, ad lib. And this is where I learned to do it, and I learned to do it with people. And then The Tonight Show. And once I did that, I became whatever it is I am.
Who do you look at now and say, I'm responsible for him or her?
Oh, well, that's a little too arrogantly put, if I may. I'm not responsible for them. But all right, how about the great talents that came out of The Tonight Show would be Jonathan Winters, to a great extent, Bob Newhart, Bill Cosby, Nipsey Russell, Phyllis Diller. And it wasn't that they were on once, it was that I had a way of getting excited about new talent. Do you want to pause for a moment, or should I go right on? Let me tell you about how these things are done. One day, someone came to me and said they were at a party last night, and they heard a girl sing, a young kid, 15 years old, 16 years old. And so I said, bring her in, I want to hear her. So they did, and she was good. She really was good. And she was a cute little kid. She was skinny. She weighed about, 110 pounds, and 10 pounds of the 100 were eyes. And she had this crazy hairdo. And she wanted to be a star. She said to me, you'll have to ask Mom whether I can go on television. And so I knew her mother, and I called her mother. And her mother said, well, only if you put her on under a different name. And if she makes it, fine. If she doesn't, you'll never say who it is. It'll be anonymous. So I gave my word. It's all set. Now, we have to find a song for this kid. We have to buy her clothes. We have to have arrangements made. This is on a Monday. I wasn't involved in all this. I'm not taking credit for this, but they taught her. On Wednesday, they call me and say, oh, my God, she fell and broke her leg. Oh, dear. Well, what are we going to do? You tell her in a couple of months, I'll come back to her. Incidentally, we gave this child a name. The name was Duzsi Langar. And it was a kind of Hungarian gypsy name. And so they called me back and said, Jack, the kid's got a broken leg, but she is in tears. She wants to go on next, just like you promised, and you got to do it. Well, I can handle somebody with a broken leg, but a broken leg and a broken heart is too much for me. So I said, okay, Jesus, bring her on. And she came in a wheelchair, and we couldn't get her pants off because her cast, the leg was broken from the hip down, and you couldn't get the blue jeans off her. So you couldn't give her the nice gown. She had to stay in the wheelchair. Now, we put her on after, in the wheelchair, in the blue jeans, with her leg sticking out like a crazy statue, and she was a smash. Today, you know her as Liza Minnelli.
Television talk show host Jack Parr died yesterday. He was 85 years old.